Geeks in Space, Slapshot Radio.
Well, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is right now. You're listening to Geeks in Space. We're broadcasting to you live from deep inside the bowels of the Krall mothership.
I'll be sure to talk about the Krall invasion later on.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's going to be a pivotal point in human history.
It's looking very bleak for humanity.
Fortunately, we were able to construct a transmitter out of some of the old turbo drives that we found in one of the halls.
And chocolate bars.
Well,
and actually,
yeah, it is a good thing.
Left arm was involved.
I had to mention MacGyver.
Good thing you brought the chocolate bars and MacGyver's left arm on this expedition that we went on.
Hey, you know. I'm planning ahead.
This is just one of the problems that you run into when you broadcast from space, okay? You just get abducted.
I think the randomly.
The Krall's just think, they look, there's some geeks. Let's abduct them.
Whoop!
They're in our space. It's not good. All right, so we've got just lots and lots of exciting things to talk to you today about.
Lies.
Yeah.
Oh, we should introduce ourselves.
Oh, hey, that's right, because people might not know who we are. I am Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I'm Nate Ostendorp.
I'm Jeff Hemo Spates.
And, yeah, this is Geeks in Space, episode what, 73, 12, 4, 6?
I think it's 73.75.
I think it's 6,
We
actually.
Should start using floating point numbers, so like really confusing ones.
Yeah, start date.
Well, except the dates don't matter, because, you know, we don't say anything relevant. Pearl Awards have been handed out at the Pearl Conference. The winners include I kicked Commander Taco out of Pound Pearl Christensen.
now his claim to fame, I'm
that's
sure.
That's right. That's like my mate. He sends me like bug fixes for problems that I have in Slash, but he's still the guy who kicked me out of Pound Pearl.
Well, it was probably best for all concerned. Watson.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause, you know, recklessly asking all those questions about how to program a socket, you know, I could have hurt someone.
I think you, asked a question about CGI and he auto kicked you.
Yeah. I got auto kicked by him, because I asked a question. Well, it was about socket programming. It had nothing to do with CGI except that I was actually using it to twiddle around on somebody's HTTP port and I actually let that slip and then they kicked me. Jerks. Okay. Let's see. Kevin Lenzo and Adam Turoff also won in that, so congratulations to you guys.
Hooray.
Woo! Also exciting, the wonderful Mr. Beluzzo, who has the coolest name, has left SGI.
He sounds like he should be part of the mafia. But that's what I think when I hear the name.
Beluzzo?
Jeff, I advise you not to talk about the mafia in conjunction with Mr. Beluzzo.
Yeah, especially because this dude went to work for Microsoft now, which means he's got millions in stock options and he can hire people.
That?
Well, I don't know. You probably get, if you get pulled away from being CEO of SGI to become a guy at Microsoft, you got to get something cool.
I don't know. It is SGI.
That's true. Please let me out. Let me out. This ship is sinking. I don't want to be held responsible. Oh dear Lord. Oh, we've also got a good article that you should read on Slashdot. Open Source is an Ant Farm, which is actually
really, really bloody funny.
It's actually quite amusing. You'll enjoy it if you actually sit down and read it. And it doesn't look like very many people are, so maybe I should write put arrows and stuff on the page. Read this. It's funny. I guess next up
green
on the list...
Green arrows, of course.
Yeah, green arrows. 006666 in hex. Let's see. What else do we got? We have the Internet Addiction Quiz. Which is sitting out on safeorder.net. It's to help you determine if you are addicted to the internet. Because as we know, what is it now? If you use the internet for more than 2 hours a day...
Four.
Oh, it's four. All right. Then you might be considered
possibly addicted
to the internet. Like according to scientists in what? Belgium? Portugal?
I think it was Belgium originally.
Who knows? So, anyway, they've got this survey out now, so we can figure out if you're addicted or not.
Of course, by that measure, most Americans are probably addicted to work as well.
Yeah.
Especially if they work in front of a computer.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it's a dual addiction.
Jeff's addicted to Myth 2.
Yes.
And Potter
except
is
when it's Segfault, which
Potter,
is all the time.
Potter is addicted to changing his background image in E and downloading and playing with as many screensavers as possible.
And Rob's addicted to...
We don't do any of that around here.
Quake 3 addiction.
That's right. Quake 3 addicted. All right. That's fair enough. Now, we're not really going to go through this entire quiz because, quite frankly, it would be extremely boring, but there are very exciting questions on here, including my favorite. Do you own a computer? Yes, no. If so, how many? I think my answer is somewhere around 9, if I can count some of my old servers. So, you think that's a problem?
Well, you know, they should really qualify but with how many computers do you own, but also how many are plugged in?
How about how many MIPS is it? Are your machines
capable? What is your total MIP?
Average MIPS.
What's your total MIP power?
That would be how long have you been using computers and how long have you been using the internet? Now, you know, people read to their kids. When are they going to start doing, like, prenatal internet access? Email from the womb? It could happen.
Maybe no, actually, it couldn't.
Do you purchase products or services on the internet?
Do you experience an irresistible urge to log on to the internet every day?
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you ever log on to adult or sexually explicit websites? And they want to know how many hours.
How many hours you spend in sexually explicit websites?
Yes, they ask.
You find yourself looking forward to spending time on the internet and the feeling that you can't wait to get to the computer.
Do you find the internet to be sexually arousing? And the cool part about these is that, you know,
TCP/IP is the sexiest protocol.
They give you a range, you know, from 1 to 7 on never, sometimes, to always. So if you get to click 7, that means you always find the internet sexually arousing. And that's great. You know, if that's like the only thing you need to be sexually aroused, okay, you've got it made, because that's $20 a month, all right, depending on your ISP rates. That's not bad.
Well, what is your average monthly cost for internet access is another, which I am afraid we would probably fall under, rather heavily under.
No, ours is zero.
Well,
personally.
Yeah, thanks, Andover.
Let's see. Jeopardizing or losing a significant relationship, job, educational, or career opportunity because of your internet use.
Uh-oh. I shouldn't answer that.
Masturbation.
That's in there?
Yeah, it's in here.
It's a checkbox, dude.
The thing is that they have the survey online, but if you know anything about the way statistics are done in real life, the survey can have no real veracity whatsoever.
Well, plus
they're testing. You know, they have a self-selected group.
Well, plus this survey is like, you know, 100K, so it's going to take you like 2 hours, which means that if you're halfway through this survey, you're already addicted.
Yeah, that's true. There you go.
Filling out this survey proves you're addicted. Because you have to have a pretty good attention span. How many questions are on this thing? Like 30 questions?
No, it's more.
35 questions, okay? And they're like, you know, complicated questions with like A's and B's, you know, in multiple parts. So apparently to merely complete this survey, you must be an addict.
And the thing is that they're not only checking internet usage, they also want to know if you're gambling or looking at sexually explicit material.
See, yeah, they're just
trying to squeeze you for all you're worth.
Bingo or Keno? Are you addicted to Keno, Nate?
So,
yes, I'm afraid.
I think
Keno Anonymous.
I have to lie to people about how much
internet,
I play Keno.
Addiction survey actually is it's a cover for the Crawl Invasion Force.
Oh, of course.
We're trying to get valuable demographic data on computer users so they best know how to take us down. And right now, their best bet is they're going to set up Keno kiosks everywhere, apparently.
They're going to get the internet addicts. Because let's face it, if you can get the internet addicts, you've got the society completely crippled. Because without internet addicts, there's going to be really no communications. You really think we're going to go back and use telephones to communicate? Uh-uh. They're severing the internet lines. Okay, that's going to leave us completely defenseless when the invasion happens.
And we got some bad news the other day at our official board meeting last night that one of our own, Kurt the Pope Dimage,
is actually in league. That's Kurt@blockstackers.com.
Is actually
in league.
You should
all email him and tell him to come back.
With the Krull Invasion Force.
He's a bad, bad boy.
He sold us out. He gave him our coordinates, and which is why we're in the belly of this big ship.
And they don't even heat this place. It's really nasty.
Yeah, I just don't understand why.
And the bandwidth is horrible.
Right,
I mean, I don't even
want
to talk about the bandwidth.
300 kbits, you know? What's with that?
I think we just need to keep a close, careful eye on them, and if anyone has any valuable advice on dealing with Krull Invasion and internet addiction, I think you should let Kurt@blockstackers.com
know. His email address is thepope.org.
Kurt@thepope.org is another valid address.
He needs, really what the problem is he's not addicted enough to the internet, so he needs more email. So bother him.
He's going to really hate us.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That is good. If anyone emails, which I count the chances as fairly low, since I don't think that anybody is listening to our Crawl Invasion Force rants. I think they've just,
unless the Crawls already got them.
Ooh.
Hang up! Hang up! Break! Break! There's no Crawls here. Go away! Go away! If you know anything about the Crawl Invasion, you don't want to be listening. This is highly classified information. What is it?
Le Resistance lives on.
We're gonna be, if we're the Resistance, the Crawls have, I have to put my money on the Crawls.
They have one.
Oh, Rob, you could, you know, break guitar strings at them.
Yeah, I'm doing quite well. I've broken two of my guitar strings today, or in the last day, so it's, pretty quick, I'm going to have to learn how to play the piano, because I don't think I can break those keys very easily. Okay, I think we're out of funny things to say. Actually, we're out of funny things to say about 7 minutes ago.
Once again, I would like to say that we'd really like people to make news out there.
We've learned that it's August.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. Now that we're connected in with some of the other folks, apparently August is the slow month for news. So
apparently people like go outside during
take
August.
Naps, that sort of thing.
Rest, yeah. Go golfing, take vacations.
So please, if happens. You have the opportunity to generate news, no matter how evil and horrible that act may be.
Now, we're not saying, you know, that you should just go out and assassinate somebody.
Not officially.
Not officially. I mean,
but if you were to say assassinate certain heads of the open source movement,
if you found out
over your, you know, contention that it was GNU/Linux,
is it GNU/no?
We would
open
find
source
it,
versus
we would find that very worthy of posting on Slashdot. Well, just a thought.
Now, we're not going to be held responsible.
We're not advocating it. We're not
that
advocating
will follow,
it.
You know, and that you'll be tracked down like the Unabomber.
That took about 15 years, so, you know.
Okay, then you guys.
So you've got some time. You've got some lead time.
but we are not advocating this.
We just would like to say that, yeah, we're not endorsing that sort of activity.
But it would make
the site
so much more interesting.
Somebody could write, like, an audio program, like an audio manipulation program like the GIMP for us, because that'd be pretty cool.
Yep.
That'd be newsworthy. So if you've got a weekend free,
just do that.
Just do that.
Rewrite the GIMP for audio.
Yeah, because, you know, we need, like, a multi-track sound editor so we can add sound effects. And, you know, because I'm sure the sync does a great job, but we don't really know what they do over there.
I know.
We don't really know what they do. All we know is they add techno and stuff to the beginning. That's kind of scary.
Well, I think we should probably say au revoir since we've said nothing now.
We don't ever say anything, dude.
Say anything, Rob.
Say
in the Peter Gabriel
again. Alright, dude, hang up quickly. We'll see you next time. My hope. Oh my God, they're coming down the hall. Shit, it's the Crawls.
Our signal's breaking up.
Ah! They've disconnected.